realized that that there were several fights in the Tisch world. The main Tisch poets at that time being Frank Davy, Fred Waugh, Lionel Kearns, George Bowring, and Jamie Reed,
yeah.
And even David Dawson, not really in that Tisch
yeah.
world. And there were that their sensibilities were such that they could say something, and all these other people, because of the social structure,
yeah.
would believe them.
Yeah.
And so it was quite sort of like why sort of Bobby and Dave might want to, even Daphne might want to do something on their own. It's
yeah.
totally understandable, because if Frank didn't like something, everybody
yeah.
knew it.
Yeah.
He didn't go around blasting it. It was just like, you know, like that he just makes one critical remark and it's repeated 5 times within 2 hours.
Yeah.
But that
yeah.
even though the university has has well over 10,000 students at that time,
yeah.
it's still that news travels. That was
yeah.
the news.
Yeah.
In terms like that was a yeah. It had been described as much more close than a fraternity.
Oddly enough, that was probably part of what kept the scene hopping, that
well,
Frank,
oh, sure.
that Frank would make these probably outrageous statements off the top of his head, but that people would believe them, that he would make them,
mm-hmm.
that it would then produce a reaction and it would involve people in writing the poetry. Whether they were true or not was a different issue.
Right.
Yeah. Now, that whole Ellen story, I still, like, I don't really know how I feel about Stan's proposition of that it should be an inner history rather than a public history. You know, like, there are public events, like Duncan comes to town, and you can talk about
right,
what happened
right.
when he came to town. There is an inner history mm-hmm. that obviously involves you, involves Ellen, involves myself,
yep.
involves the house, but I'm not entirely sure that it's possible to convey that
hmm.
because it would involve knowing the people, and I don't know.
Yeah, really, how you feel about
it? I don't know how. Well, and also I don't know how. It'd be very easy to say, well. That Frank and George and Lionel and Fred and Jamie were always involved in a series of upsets with each other,
mm-hmm.
that they then would go off and talk to you about them.
Right.
Definitely. And right.
So the
right,
secret.
And right. And that undoubtedly was a part of the whole generation poetry, you know, a part of the way the poetry was getting written had to do with those. But golly, I don't know.
Well, I don't. I wonder. See, like that seems, in some sense, egotistical. In another sense, doesn't like when you say it about Ellen, then I say that should be, and then you say it about me, and I say it shouldn't.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering if there shouldn't be a section of just like a Patterson type story. You know, like just little.
No, you see, I don't see Ellen involved in the actual production of the poetry.
No, but
just
it's Colin, like
the coming in of it.
Right, and I think that's absolutely. Well, and she's
but
also.
But I see
like
you much more involved, much more inside the fact that the poetry was being written. That is that in a personal way, you were much more inside that.
Well, I'd say that that you and Ellen are very much so, slightly, because that's. That's an audience. It's an older audience, but it's more like, you know, okay, what does Warren think, or what does Ellen think? That's another side. Like you see that, like
yeah.
that's absolutely essential.